Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary superintelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk is brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of cheap fun.
These people are crazy. There's something wrong with them. The windmills are driving the whales crazy.
It's called sports. It's called baseball in particular.
Very successful. Very rich.
We'll execute the baby.
They're eating the pets.
So it's like a sweet potato pie, except without the crust.
Why is it called sweet potato poo?
Because that's what my mother told us it was.
And mommy says that's what it's called. And that's what it's called.
There it is.
That's
100 times?
More.
200 times?
More.
500 times.
Probably.
That's swing, spelled S-W-I-N-J.
Sucka.
What's going on?
Hiya!
The sweet potato poon gets me every time.
So it's like a sweet potato pie, except without the crust.
Why is it called sweet potato poon?
Because that's what my mother told us it was.
And mommy says that's what it's called. And so that's what it's called.
You know, I actually noticed something new about that drop.
Yeah.
And we've played that a million times. Mm-hmm. That was on the Today Show. That was Al Roker.
Al Roker.
His mom called it sweet potato poon. But the cringe level when she comes in is like, well, if mommy says that's what it's called.
Yeah.
Ew.
Yeah, I know.
I only just now kind of thought of that in the context of, you know.
Yeah. Well, your mom, of words that you never want to hear your mom say, allow me to put poon at the very top of that list.
That's fair.
So it's like a sweet potato pie, except without the crust.
Why is it called sweet potato poo?
Because that's what my mother told us it
and
was.
And what mommy says that's what it's called. And so that's what it's called.
Is he not familiar with what that word means?
No, I don't think he is. And I don't think she was either.
Maybe she
actually
was.
I don't think any of them were.
I don't know. Maybe Roker's mom.
Hell no.
Was just a dog. Maybe Roker's mom was out there, you know, out there granny getting into some stuff. That's why I said, never go looking around your mom or grandmother's things. That's nothing good's going to come of that. You don't want that.
Well, we have super hot current events talk here for you guys.
Love my super hot current events.
Well, we've got, the Karen Reed trial, quick note on that. That has hit delibs.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't see
that. The jury is deliberating, and they did not come to a verdict here for night one.
Do we know how long? Oh, I guess we don't. I mean, that could go.
It could go for. First one was a hung jury.
Yes.
So we don't know. We don't know what's going on there. Yeah. That's been a wild one, if you haven't followed that. Pretty interesting story.
She wants the.
There's a documentary on it.
Yeah.
On Netflix.
Was that Netflix?
Yeah, it's on Netflix.
Yeah. I didn't make it through my. I didn't make that through. I'm having a hard time. The last one that I tried to watch was the, who's the Gabby something or other?
Gabby.
Petrino?
Oh, yeah, Gabby Petito.
Petito.
Yeah, that one was
Petito.
Bad. Petito, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm struggling with some of these documentaries.
They're I thought the Karen Reed one was really good.
I didn't make it through. I think I watched like half an episode and I kind of fell asleep and I never went back.
Dude, that's a pretty juicy one because it basically is a real gray area.
And it's still ongoing.
Well, yeah, we just said they're yes, they are deliberating.
Never change. Ever. I love it. It never ceases me.
Admittedly, I was searching for a rap while we were talking about that.
So yeah, she hit her boyfriend. It was a cop or a sheriff.
Allegedly.
Or did she?
Allegedly.
Boy, I tell you, it's pretty.
Ran him over with the old SUV and just left him in the snow.
I don't think she did.
Or he got attacked by coworkers and a dog. We don't know.
Yeah, because he's saying that it's all a cover-up. And I love the wild the wild conspiracy cover-up. And by the way,
they're eating the dog.
Like, sometimes that was the Casey Anthony thing. You remember, you don't need to prove that someone's innocent. You just have to give the jury, who's usually made up of a bunch of idiots, you just have to give them an alternative what could have happened.
You should watch that one because...
Is it good?
Yes, it is good. And it's very... It's a gray one, man. Like, I don't think she did it.
Really?
I really don't. No.
So it's you're one of the morons that's buying into it. It's like, one of those it's a frame-up.
Where when it starts... You feel like you see it one way, and the more you watch it and the more information that comes out, you kind of flip. At least I did.
Yeah, it's definitely... There's definitely shady stuff going on with that case. Mm-hmm. That in the very least, you can say.
Because he's a cop, too. And
well,
so
all the people in the house are being super weird, and they've been caught lying. And, dude, something's up with that. Mm. And... She, you know, like, I think that she's crazy and kind of a sociopath, it seems like, but and a drunk. But at the same time, she has handled herself the way someone innocent would. Mm. And I just feel, I don't think she did that.
Well, some say she's not emotional enough, that she doesn't seem broken up enough.
Well, she addressed that and said that when that documentary came out, she had already had... I don't know how long after.
She's like, I've done my grieving.
I've already done all.
And now my life's on the line.
Yeah, because this happened like 3 years ago.
So yes. She's like, I went through those. You didn't see that because there weren't cameras, but I've already been through all that. I just want to save my own life.
Yeah. I don't know what that's like to. I mean, I'm always weird about the you should act a certain way because.
Yeah, you never know.
I don't know what it's like to be on.
But
trial
I do
for,
think.
For murder.
Yes, but I think if you're innocent, there are going to be some tells. That you should display.
Yeah.
I think. Yeah. I mean, well, I just don't think someone who's innocent...
Well, that's like I go back to the Casey Anthony thing. Like, her kid vanished. And, like, while the kid was missing and she hadn't reported missing, she's out, like, partying.
Right.
Like, that stuff.
Like, she had no tells.
No.
Right?
Yeah.
Of, like, oh, maybe she isn't...
No.
Yeah, it's like...
You're just a psycho.
Yeah.
Whereas this is a little... You said... Well, the first jury came back hung, so...
Yeah, I think she's a psycho, but I do not think she did it.
There's weird circumstances around that house and those people and...
The dog? How do you explain
and
the dog?
And the phone records?
Yes.
There's, like... There's five phone calls in a span of 22 minutes at, like, 2:30 in the morning from three different law enforcement officials, and they're all like, oh, it's a butt dial. Really?
Yeah, exactly. What I've... And I've said this before, but what I think happened was he did go into the house, and she got tired of waiting on him, and she went home. She was drunk, and she doesn't remember that. But something happened where he got in a fight, because they were all housed.
Yeah.
He got in a fight with whoever was in that house, or something happened with the dog, and then the owner intervened, and somebody fell and hit their head, namely him. And the dog beat up his arm pretty good.
Yeah, his arm had marks that were not consistent with, like, a car accident.
And he died, and they went OS, and they figured out...
Cooked it up. And
yes.
Here's how we can
get and he's a cop. By the way, the guy that owned the house...
Is a cop.
Is the head cop.
Well, and one of the guys inside was the dude on the stand that had all those text messages that was, like, flirting with her. And so there's speculation that there may have been some sort of, not lover's quarrel, but, like, a, hey, you're talking to my girl, and, like... Things escalate,
yes.
And you know how sometimes dogs get antsy and fired up when there's an altercation between humans?
And like, they got rid of the dog. They said they had to get rid of the dog because he was aggressive.
Yeah.
So
and then
know.
They sold the house, like, just months after it happened.
Come on, man.
Go.
Come on, son. And then they had all the fake, they planted the...
Forensic stuff.
Yeah, they planted it all.
Yeah.
It's not even... I mean...
See, and I did... all I've read...
You gotta watch the show.
I need to watch the show, because I've read on the trial, but I am not up on the documentary, because, I don't know, I just... Lately, the murder docs just haven't been doing it for me, because I either think they give me nothing, or they're really, really... One, they usually don't give me anything, or I feel like a lot of times they're slanted. They either trying to make you believe that the person is guilty, or they're trying to make you believe that the person is innocent. So you think this one was pretty fair and balanced?
I mean, it is a detailed and very complex case.
Sure.
And they go through all of it, and every time something new comes up that you didn't expect, you think a different way. Mm-hmm. And then you're like, oh, well, I didn't know that part. And, you know,
well, maybe that's maybe why you have the hung jury. I mean,
it takes three, because I think that one's 3 hours.
3 hours it takes it.
It takes that much time to get through all the different stuff in that case.
Because like that Gabby one, or I'll watch others that are like 3 and 4 hours long, and it could be done in a tight 45 minutes.
Well, that one was pretty straightforward.
Yeah.
But I think the only interesting thing about the Gabby one was they did have footage. Like, we never really knew how the parents, his parents handled things. Yeah. But there we did. On that doc we did. Like, and that was the only thing new.
Like, there's going to be a... supposedly they're making one on the Idaho kid.
Oh, certainly.
Koberg or...
Koberger. Yeah, Brian Koberger.
Like that one...
Is he a kid? How old is he?
Well, I guess he's not a kid. He's 20.
No, he was the grad student at WSU.
Yeah, that murdered... They're all in their 20s.
Yeah, he murdered four
murdered
undergrads.
A bunch of co-eds, yeah. and he was a grad student. So, like, that one...
And there's
a gag order on that, so that one I'm kind of intrigued about because...
But there's no doubt that he did that, right?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No, but the questions people have are like, you know, how did he target them? And like,
well, and I'm intrigued by, and maybe I do need to give this a whirl because I just have been dismissive of this. But like the one with the Koberger one that weirds me out is there were people in that house that ended up living that saw him in the house and then went back to their rooms, listened to their friends get murdered, texted to each other about what was going on, and then fell asleep and then woke up at like noon and were like, I can't get a hold of anybody. Oh, there's blood under the door. Let's call the police.
The secondhand belief is that, like, from friends who have talked to them but hasn't come out in the media, that is like those kids were housed and didn't really know what was going on and were scared and just shut the door.
Like, that's intriguing to me. Like, I would be interested.
And why didn't he kill them?
Yeah, I'd be interested in. I'd be interested in. Well, now I kind of feel like I want to go back and take a look at this because you don't give out recommendations.
It's a good one. The Karen Reed doc will rope you in because she's back on trial now.
Yes.
So the documentary ends at the end of her first trial,
the hung jury,
and then she is now. It didn't take long. They put her back on trial, and that just ended. And now the jury's deliberating. Yeah. I will be shocked if she goes away for that.
Because you have to prove beyond a shadow.
Yes. I mean, I don't... There is no evidence.
And
none.
There's...
Yeah.
Is there...
Like, what is the best evidence that she did that?
All I know is this. If you are going to accidentally kill someone, don't make it a cop. Because I feel like if you kill a cop or you're accused of killing a cop, I feel like there's a lot of police forces that are willing to bend some things in order to make sure that you are held accountable for killing said cop.
Boy, it's only circumstantial, and it's not forensic, but I think it would be people pointing to like the Facebook messages they were sending each other right before and her angry voicemails right after where she like...
Oh, they were fighting.
Right. Like they. And so that's the only thing that you could say, well, maybe she would have been because she sounds like she wanted to kill him.
Boy, but,
like,
that's a leap.
No, I know it is. I know it is, but that was the easiest target. Probably for the police force that's framing her.
Yeah. She's getting set up. Anyway. What were we talking about?
We were just talking about current events.
I love current events.
And then I saw that Karen Reed, I was reading about it, and then we led down that road.
So we've got a viral video. We've got Europeans taking water guns to tourists, and apparently there's a new phone on the market, or a phone plan you told me about.
Both.
I looked it up during the break.
I feel like it's right up your... Are you in the market for a new phone?
The grift rolls on. No, I'm not. Thank you.
Are you kidding me? The value on this thing.
That, all next on The Fan. A couple of videos making the rounds on The Fan.
On
are we on here?
Internet, what? Buck looks...
Who's winning? What is occurring?
Why are you so confused?
I don't know.
What's the matter?
Well, he's on an emotional
high. Wow!
How, like, you can't expect him to come off a bronze medal performance in the sprint tri-glide.
Yeah, I'm depleted. I'm still replenishing my resources,
and
including my
And expect to be back on
producing.
Monday and be perfectly sharp. I mean...
Pressure's on.
Pressure
bitch.
Is on. Well, now, next time he competes, like, we're accepting nothing but medal stands.
That's right.
I mean, it's bronze or bust. Come on.
Well, the first video, so we're talking about current events here.
Mm-hmm.
Among the current events is a war between Iran and Israel.
I'm also amazed that, like, again, this goes to prove my theory that I believe that nothing lasts in the news cycle for more than, like, 48 hours before we just move on. Last week, Israel seemingly without letting anyone know that it was coming, whatever, just launched a killed a bunch of Iranian leaders, blew up some nuke facilities. Iran's launching back at Israel now. It's a full-blown Middle East war. We got the POTUS on there basically saying, you know, get bent, Iran. Like, this is your fault. And, it barely makes a ripple. It was, front page news for, 12 hours. And then today, it was, page six.
He took to Truth Social to say, Iran should have signed the deal. Quotes on deal. I told them to sign. What a shame. What a waste of human life. Simply stated, Iran cannot have nuclear weapons. I said it over and over again. Everyone should immediately evacuate Tehran.
Yeah, by the way, it's a city of 10 million people.
Yeah.
You're
right now saying that innocent people are to die.
I went to MSN just now. I pulled that up. It is you have to do the click through. It is the sixth story on MSN.
What are the top five?
Okay, let's go back. Five new collar jobs that pay over $100,000 and don't require a bachelor's degree.
More people going to click on that than the war.
Tony Robbins sends strong message to Americans on 401ks.
More people going to click on that than the war.
What? What are we...
Well, I think people are desensitized.
Potentially World War III.
Yep. Well, people don't want to hear about that.
What the hell is going on?
What the hell?
I'm going to go to Yahoo and see where it's at on Yahoo.
Anyway, there is a video, and I'm not sure where. I assume it's somewhere in Israel.
Yeah.
But it is a wild vid. And somebody just put, 2025 is just the weirdest year.
Yes.
Because it's these rich people, and they're up on a rooftop. Mm-hmm. It looks like a rooftop bar, restaurant type of place, loungy type of place. And there's this dude playing a kind of a sexy tune on a saxophone.
The guy in the background right now?
Yeah, just like that. Meanwhile, there's a bunch of rich people all dressed up, basically just standing, filming with their phones all the missiles and mortars that are firing around the sky.
Well, I guess they put...
It is the weirdest... if you just look at that video and then listen to the guy playing the sax, it's just... It's like 2025 on drugs, and it's mind-blowingly awkward and weird.
Yeah, they I guess they put the iron. I didn't know this. I guess the Iron Dome, right? Yeah, the Iron Dome, which by the way isn't working. Apparently, the stuff's getting blown up. I guess the Iron Dome is just caveats of whatever you call them. I guess caches of missiles, and they just put it in the middle of neighborhoods. So when they're shooting at and shooting from the Iron Dome, like you said, it's just you can lean out your balcony and be like, there's big missile launcher right below us.
But it's just so weird that people are filming it as if it's some fireworks show. It's a freaking war.
This is my point. Nothing anymore matters. Everything we see this when the Las Vegas shooting happened. People are taking out their phones and being like, well, I got to get this on film. Everyone has to film everything, and no one cares anymore. So I went to Yahoo. Top story on the click through Yahoo. Minnesota lawmaker shooting suspect charged with federal murder. Gwyneth Paltrow boyfriend breakfast topless on Instagram.
What?
Yeah.
Gwyneth Paltrow's boyfriend doesn't have a shirt on at breakfast?
No, Gwyneth Paltrow made her boyfriend breakfast while she was topless.
Oh, okay. Well,
on Instagram.
Now that's a headline.
Sam Burns on the questionable ruling that may have cost him the U.S. Open.
Yeah, okay. Gaff.
First came milkmaid dresses. Now tankinis are trending, sparking online debate.
Wait, what's a tankini?
Thinking
love this.
Like some Bavarian milkers.
What is that?
The tankini is where it's bikini bottoms and then
it's more of a tank top bikini top.
Yes.
It covers more of the midriff.
Yep.
Okay.
All right. So that's that.
I love those headlines.
14,000-year-old mummified puppies weren't dogs at all, new research shows.
Whoa!
Dude, I'm in on all of these stories.
Hold on, right here. Chef named best fast food French fries, and their top pick wasn't McDonald's.
Wow! I have to click on that. What did they choose? Dude, all of this is better
than... Who had the
best
fritters?
Then we had the...
Wait! Click on the story!
I can't!
What do you mean you can't?
I've already moved on to Arkansas's Gage Wood fires historic no-hitter.
Dude, click on the damn story. Is this Yahoo? Is that what you said? I'm
going
to listen to nothing else you say. I'm going to go find that.
I would like to point out that I have to get to number 11 before I get Trump leaves G7 summit early after warning people in Tehran to evacuate immediately. It's number 11.
Yes.
Behind and French fries.
Based on everything you just read, it should be. That's some hot stuff.
It's potentially World War III, and no one cares.
No, we don't. French fries, would you say best?
Yeah. Four chefs named their best fast food French fries, and their top pick wasn't McDonald's. In fact, the unanimous favorite came from an unexpected chain. Scrolling.
I've got it here.
Yeah. This hot. This is.
Any guesses?
And it's based on crispiness, seasoning, temperature.
So you have the executive chef at Francois Frankie in Chicago. Mm-hmm. You have the chef and owner of Charlie's in St. Helena, California. You have the chef and owner of Prime in Providence in West Des Moines, Iowa. And you have the founder and owner of Taylor in Nashville, Tennessee.
And I will tell you, in my opinion, like when I think of fast food French fries, McDonald's kind of is the gold standard.
Like, no doubt.
Everyone loves McDonald's fries.
Oh, my God. You know what they selected? Did you read what they selected?
No, I stopped scrolling.
Oh, well, I found it.
Well, I knew you had it. So.
They had McDonald's second.
Someone said, can you send me the link to that topless Gwyneth article?
I'm with him. I want to see that. Way more than I care about Iran. I'm going to show you my boobs. They chose Arby's curly fries.
Really?
Yes. They said best fast food French fries, Arby's curly fries.
Wow, dude, I can't tell you the last time I had an Arby's curly fry, but I think of the Arby's curly fry as being a delightful fry.
It's a nice fry.
But I always think that's kind of cheating because I don't think that's a real French fry.
Why? Because they're curly?
Well, it's different. It's, I don't know. I think it's its own category.
Maybe that's why they're so great.
Well, and they're not, all fries are kind of that golden color, that yellowish. The Arby's fry is like brown.
It's like a burnt orange to a brown.
Yeah.
Well, they said that's the different seasoning, and this one of the chefs said that's exactly why he chose them.
Really?
Is because that seasoning gives it more flavor.
Huh.
It's more than just salt. So it's.
Do I need to go get a thing of Arby's curly fries now? I just don't. I would not have even thought to put Arby's curly fries in my top. I would have said like. McDonald's has a good fry. I mean, maybe the gold standard. I think Wendy's does a nice fry. I'll tell you what. I don't like Burger King. I think the Burger King fries are bush.
They're not good. They did something many years ago to. I think they added like more starch or something to try and make them hold up better as they traveled, like make them last longer, and they got worse and they've been worse ever since.
Yeah, it's no good.
So Paltrow, that was a topless. So she.
I have sent Rob down. Rob's like, Yahoo, you are on it with your top stories.
Those are great top stories. Apparently, she put out a cooking video.
Topless?
Yes. Where she has her shirt off.
Oh, yeah.
Or she takes her shirt off.
Yeah.
She's not in a tankini?
No, she's...
No, she takes it off.
She takes it off.
And then she turns her back
to
the camera.
Yeah.
But
clever girl.
She is cooking a high protein skillet with sausage, white beans, spinach, cherry tomatoes, and eggs.
I just would like to point out that in our country, we have potentially World War III breaking out when clearly we could be involved, and our president is talking about potentially us being involved, and the Gwyneth Paltrow topless breakfast dominating the headlines.
And what top chefs think is the best fast food fry.
Wake me up when Gwyneth puts her shirt back on, okay? Then I have time for your World War III crap.
Then you got time. Like that, those poor, the representative and the senator and their wives and husbands got gunned down.
Well, that was the number one, in fairness.
Yes.
You said that was the number one. And in the U.S., that is the number one story.
Okay, good.
So that's fair.
That's at least that's something. Even though some people are making... We had another U.S. senator that was making fun of it.
Yeah, well, that's... Yeah.
Just,
welcome to 2025.
He's got people...
But
we got people getting assassinated, and we're doing bits.
The other thing I wanted to tell you...
From colleagues.
Did you see that Europeans... This was in Barcelona and other... I think some other places in Spain.
Mm-hmm.
They're taking water guns to tourists. Have you seen this?
No, like just U.S. tourists or just all
Well,
tourists?
Just any tourists.
Okay.
Because... they're basically saying that tourists are, there's so many tourists that it's driving up housing prices.
Yeah.
And it's pushing the locals out. And they're so pissed off.
They're taking to the super, dude, the
they,
super soakers?
They are going, yes, they're going water gun in the face of tourists at these particular Airbnbs and hotels. And some of the videos are wild. Like,
it, the face!
You would think they're protesting, like.
Yeah, like major.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, to them, it's probably.
Well, it is a big deal. I'm just saying, like, it's just kind of a funny juxtaposition that it's they're really angry
that all these people love their city or country. That
yeah, and they're using water gun like they. That's not like.
Oh yeah, I see it right here.
It's not. You're not harming anyone.
No, you're just.
But that is awfully. Yeah. Like, can you imagine? You were over in Italy,
yes,
right? Recently.
Yes.
Can you imagine you and your buddies are just strolling through Venice, and all of a sudden this angry mob comes and starts to spray you down with. Water pistols?
Yeah. So I'm looking here. There's a video in Spain. Oh, and by the way, the BTJ and her friends are going to Spain like in October.
Be careful.
Be careful. So yeah, they're sitting at like restaurants, and there yes. is a mob of like 30 people
yes.
spraying them with water guns, chanting "Tourists go home."
Yes.
Wow.
And dude, I mean, how would you feel about that? Like, would you?
I think I would leave.
Yeah.
Yeah. I get it's incredibly rude, but at the same time, I'm conscious of this. When I travel places, I often feel bad being part of the tourist mob. Because for the, like, when you're in Venice especially, we went on that tour, we went on a walking tour with this historical society guy from Venice, and he said there's between 45 and 50,000 people that are in Venice that live there. And he's one of them. And he said on any given day in Venice, there's 150,000 people. I mean... And I asked him, dude, like, how do you live? And he goes, it's getting harder and harder. And I generally feel bad. And he even said that. It's funny. We just were talking to this guy a couple months ago when we were there. And he said the housing stuff is getting bad because everyone's buying the houses and turning them into Airbnbs. So if you do want to live there locally, it's screwing you over. And then all your neighbors are Airbnbs. And
I mean, to be honest with you,
it's a nightmare.
The only way, like, because, you know, as... a potential tourist,
yeah.
You read, like, if you just read about, hey, in Barcelona, they're having a real problem with tourists because, you know, it's prices are going up
yeah.
and the locals are struggling. If you read that, you wouldn't probably think twice. You'd be like, oh, well, that's normal. That happens here.
Yeah.
But why they're smart by taking water guns to tourists?
Yeah.
Is that now it's like, okay, the tourists actually have to feel something. Now, you can't harm them.
No.
So the water gun's kind of brilliant.
Yeah.
So you're not doing them harm, but you are getting your message across,
yeah.
and it is making headlines across the world.
And these people, like, in the restaurant, they are getting up and leaving.
Yes. And they sprayed one guy outside of his Airbnb.
Yeah.
Dude, the guy was livid.
Yeah.
Well, look. But they sent their message.
Yeah. Boy, you got to be... I'll tell you what, though, man... Dude, you got to be careful. You get some jacked up USA bro.
Oh, dear.
You know, I'm not sure he's going to be real happy about, you know, he spent a lot of money to go over to Spain and
America. Yeah.
Well, that's their point.
Yeah. At least they can't have guns over. That's
screw
something,
the
right?
People, no.
Gosh. Well, now seriously, that it is weird because I wasn't, but yeah, the missus is not planning. She is going to Barcelona and some of these places in a few months. Whoops. Something tells me, by the way, a group of Asians are going to stick out. All her friends are all Asians.
She's going to be targeted. Better watch
out. As are Asians.
Yeah. Honey, I don't think you're going to blend in as a local. Who stands
out? Take your butt out of
her.
Shut up.
This one trait can boost your happiness at any age.
Drugs.
That's next. Here's Buck.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Well, it's a massive new study. It involves more than 2.5 million people.
That is a lot of people.
Across the globe. And it has found something remarkable, Jason.
Talk to me.
Or is it remarkable? Mm. This is the one trait we need to improve happiness.
Okay.
Okay.
Again, one wants to be happier, but no one really wants to do anything to be happier.
This is... It doesn't matter if it's strangers or... you know, institutions or neighbors or just general humanity.
Yeah.
This connection holds true whether you're 6 years old or 85 years old.
Okay.
It is, any guesses? One trait.
One trait.
One thing.
So, like,
we need.
What are we, like, I don't know.
Like, are we, is it going to be like companionship?
That's what I'm or trying like, to
close.
Yeah.
Trust.
Ah.
Trust.
Trust.
Trust in what?
In, again, others, strangers, institutions, neighbors, government.
Media, probably.
Your personal relationships, media. Yes, yeah. Just trusting someone or something helps us immensely.
Well, one of the things, and I'm not trying to say that anyone's like, how do I put this?
Ooh, I can't wait.
Well,
I'm on the edge of my seat.
No, I'm just trying to think of how I want to phrase this. Because in some cases, you're right to be distrustful of the government, or you're right to be distrustful. Like, people do bad things, right? But this is almost like kind of like a matrix sort of thing. Like, do you want to know everything? Because you're not going to be able to control it, right? Like, you can find out that you know a corporation is putting something in its product that's not good for you, or you find out that Boeing's crashing airplanes, you find out the government kills Kennedy or starts a war that we have no business being into, Vietnam, or you know we invade the Gulf and we shouldn't looking for weapons when we know they weren't there, whatever, right? Whatever, there's a million reasons to not trust something. But back in kind of pre mass information, there was faith in those institutions, whether it was fair or not, or whether it was wise or not. I do think that people were a lot happier because now, yes, we have more information than ever. And you have more right to be skeptical because more of that stuff gets to come out. And I think that's, and you can make a very strong argument. It's good. You want to know all those things. You should be informed. But I don't necessarily think that it's made those institutions more accountable. I don't think it's made them better. I don't think it's made them stop doing these things. And I do think that it makes people a lot angrier. I think it makes people, like you said, very distrustful. And I feel bad for people that live in this world, the kind of the Joe Rogan world where everything you see is a lie and everything you see is a conspiracy.
And it's all upsetting.
And everything is against me and the deck and nothing changes. It'd be one thing if all of that led to accountability and all that led to people not doing any of that stuff, but it doesn't. It just leads to you being pissed off in your basement and being angry at whether it's the Democrats, the Republicans, your bank, the Jeff Bezos, and I can't buy a house, and
my healthcare
is rigged against me, and F my doctor, and the whole world is rigged, and I'm screwed, and I'm just pissed off at everything. And that I can see where they said that, the trust. Because if you don't trust in anything, you spend your entire life thinking that you're getting the raw end of the deal.
Well, you're going down a road that we've talked about a million times, and that is you can't really worry about things, or you shouldn't worry about things that you can't control.
No.
Is your point. But this is, you're just picking out one thing. I mean, this is talking about happiness, like with a partner or trust in your partner.
Yeah.
And how they're basically like trust and well-being mutually reinforce one another.
Sure.
And whether that, you know, a lot of people don't trust government, but they're perfectly happy because they know they can't control that. And they do trust their personal relationships or their whatever, you know, they trust humanity maybe. Yeah. And in the end, a lot of people are skeptical of a lot of things, but they trust people in the end or, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just the overriding.
You trust humanity. You trust that there's good in the world. But I guess that's my larger point is I think for a lot of people, we're getting to the point where you trust every faith you have in every institution.
Well, that then what you're saying, these people are miserable. Well, we already know those people are miserable.
Yes. And
that's
I think this
is why this study is not shocking.
No.
But it's interesting that it's 2.5 million people. And they found that trust is the biggest.
Yeah.
It's like the biggest positive. The trust and happiness create a positive feedback loop, yeah, bigger than any other connected.
And I would make the argument that the vast majority of people are forming negative loops with distrust.
Well, then they're not happy.
And they're not happy. And it's just, it's this endless cycle. Because I think if you start distrusting enough things, it turns into, I distrust everything. And that's where, like, I talk about this, like, it's like the Aaron Rodgers of the world. That just seems like a miserable way to go through life. That you're just, it's these, I'm smarter than you, I know everything, and I feel bad for you unwashed masses. And I'm at this, I kind of flip it around. I'm like, dude, I feel bad for you.
I'd rather be blissfully unaware. I mean, I don't want to be unaware, but I would way rather just be able to let go of all that stuff than have it consume me all the time.
Well, there's an old saying that so many people are happy being miserable.
Yeah.
And they really are. There's like a comfort to it,
yeah,
for them. But trust is the key, guys. Mm. Find somebody or something you can trust.
Someone said there's a Ted Kaczynski online one. Right? Yeah. It's like, you know, or,
for sure.
You know, the dude that shot the Minnesota senator, right? It's like you get so wound up, and I guess he texted his kids or something. It's like, dad's going to war. It's like, I'm going to stop this. And, you know, it's like, in reality, it's just, it's really hard for you to make a change. Like, I think that is frustrating to people in that. Like, I think about it, like, when it comes to, like, a big company, whether they, you know, they end up poisoning someone's water and it gets a bunch of people killed, or an airplane crashes and clearly the company knew that there was going to be a problem with that. And they're like, well,
Boeing.
And, you know, a couple hundred or a thousand people die and the company's like, oopsie, our bad. And then there never seems to be any sort of consequences. And I get why that's maddening to people, but I guess that's my thing, is me getting mad and screaming and yelling about it seems to do nothing other than make my life miserable and, again, have a lack of trust. And that goes back to that trust loop. I would be interested to know, if you did a survey of people, how many things they see on a day-to-day basis at work, local, national, world, personal. How much of what you see on a day-to-day basis do you, and I'll just use that broad term, do you trust? And I'll bet you that number is shockingly low.
I also would wonder about what the correlation is between people who have that distrust and how much time they spend doom scrolling, social media, other places like that. Like
finding reasons to distrust.
Right, yeah. I mean, you're just constantly consuming extra information out there where it gives you reason to have that.
And I'll ask, too, like, how many people do you think trust their kids? Like, you would think that your kids are, like, the ultimate thing that you love. But if you ask people, especially if you have younger kids, how many of parents do you think, quote, trust their kids? How many people do you think trust their spouse? That's like when you see the guy that's like, I would never let my wife go out on, you know, to, you know, blah, blah, blah. And you're like, why? Because you don't trust her. Like, well, it's a bad situation. All right, well, if she's going out with her friends at night, if you trusted her, it wouldn't be a problem, and you wouldn't have jealous men. But we do have jealous men. So, again, that goes back to a lack of trust, and vice versa. You're like, hey, honey, I'm going to go with my friends to Vegas. To hell you are. Why? Because I don't – basically what you're saying is I don't trust you in Vegas. So even in personal relationship, I ask, how much trust exists out there? And maybe that's ultimately why. You just have a lot of people.
Maybe that's why everyone's miserable.
Don't seem to be very
happy. A lot of people saying Sacred Heart has diarrhea.
I don't trust that guy.
We'll wrap it up next on The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Well, we managed to do another one of these damn shows.
Another one. Something tells me tomorrow, we'll be back.
Again. What? More original content.
Go figure.
Right in the butt.
Right in your butt.
That's erotic content.
Everybody have a great night. It's nice out there.
Yeah.
Go be happy.
This game is...
Go trust someone.
Yeah. No, it's within striking distance.
Thunder of America. Great, bitch.
59-45 at the half.
Pacers giving up 60.
Ty Halliburton, first playoff game with 0 points in the first half.
It's not good.
Well, I guess what? We can talk about it tomorrow.
Yes, we can.
Unless you want to do a bonus hour right now. No. What do you think?
Well,
let's go.
Got the game to watch.
What do you think?
More importantly, I'm going to go home and watch Ohtani pitch.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
No offense to the NBA.
It's MLB Network tonight. Free for
Ohtani
everyone.
Ohtani pitching night.
I got Shohei against the Padres. Sorry,
right.
Finals.
We are back tomorrow, 3 to 7 on the Fan Tonight.
Of Spain, red ships of Spain.
Pressure's on, bitch.
You frickin' bitch.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.